Andrew Hedstrom began sawing lumber in 1914, and running the mill was a family effort that included his wife, Alma. In this episode of Moments in Time, Andrew and Alma's son, Herb Hedstrom, and family friend Bob Pratt recall their memories of Herb's parents.
Andrew was my father and Alma my mother. I got a lot of good memories of them. I had a very pleasant life, I guess, when I was growing up.
And I can remember, I used to stay up there as a little boy, a few days at a time or a week, but it was always something that I looked forward to. I remember Herb's mother probably better than I remember his dad. I remember him, but when I stayed there, one of the things that was when she made meals for the, I think, almost the whole crew, didn't she?
Yeah, oh yes.
And they were so delicious. They had the big table in the kitchen there. And how many would come to those, Herb?
I think there were about 8 at a time seated at the table. And of course, we had a second shift. Usually the kids ate on the second shift.
First of all, she was one of the warmest people you could ever know. Just a calm, reassuring presence about her. And she never got flustered or anything. You know, you're feeding 8 people and they've got to come and go pretty quickly. And she knew I liked potatoes. So she'd always make potatoes for me, just because she wanted to suit my tastes, I guess. I would have eaten anything she made because everything she made was a treat. And, you know, when I say somebody, well, that's your grandmother or who's your grandfather, I kind of use it like just a word. But she was really, you could emphasize the grand. She was a grandmother. And I used to wish I was related to their family. But I guess I didn't have to be. And
well, I guess, as you mentioned, she was calm and collected and had everything together. And she was certainly opposite from my dad. He was high-strung and he's always on the go. Nothing could go fast enough for him. He liked speed.
When I think of him, I think of that he loved adversity, you know, a challenge to make something work that was tossed. And Herb gave a much clearer description of him. I remember one thing, though. I think he washed his hair every day, didn't he?
He did. Every time he washed his hands and face, he washed his hair.
Yeah, I remember him at the kitchen sink doing that. Your mother, I think, had a smile on her face about 95% of the time. Yeah, and they must have had a balance, with good balance for each other.
Yeah.
Moments in Time is a production of WTIP, North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It's about sharing memories and preserving stories from our region's past.